This is the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show, your destination for the best in social and political straight talk. And now, here's your host, Miss Tanya Free.
Today is Wednesday, February the 10th. Welcome to the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show. I am Tanya Free, joined by my friends, former Richmond Councilman Marty Jewell. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Thank you for being with us.
Good
and
to
also
be
with us is Clarence McGill. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good, good. And with us again is Dr. West. I think this is the first time since the new year.
Happy New Year.
Same
it's good to
you.
Be here.
And also with us is Uncle Ma. I think it's the first time for you as well.
It is the first time back. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you all for being here today. And sitting at our social media desk and rolling correspondents, Antoinette Bella, and working behind the scenes is Miera White and Marcus Evans and Mr. Free. Thank you all for being here today. We want, and also with us in the studios is Mr. James Coleman. Yeah. We want all our listeners to join the conversation. We welcome your comments and opinions. Call us at 804-321-1010, our toll-free number, 844-321-1010, or you can text us at TanyaFree 63975. Or you can download TuneIn app to listen to us on your mobile phone. Or you can dial 712-832-2784, thanks to our friends at AMFM 247 Network. Let's start with the New Hampshire primaries last night. And I think Donald Trump is a very happy man today, considering how he went with the Iowa caucus. And also, Governor John Kasich came out very well last night. What do you all think about the New Hampshire primaries? Start with you, Dr. West.
You know, when you look at New Hampshire and you see what's going on both sides of the equation, it should focus some attention on what really is going on out here.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people out here that are mad.
Oh, yeah. No question about that.
Both sides of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what's driving them on the Republican side. Trump is driving them by race baiting, et cetera, et cetera. And on the other side, you know, Bernie Sanders is promising the world.
Right.
You know, and none of it's making sense. No one's focused on the issues. I mean, you hear the questions that are asked and the responses that are received. Nothing's being done. It's like it's nothing's being said. Nothing's being responded to. Maybe we're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at, as I see it, that it's all a matter of it's becoming crazier. It's going to become crazier.
Oh, it's very crazy. It's not becoming. It's already crazy.
But I don't think you've seen anything yet. I think we're just about to see it start to unfold.
If it gets any worse, I mean, we are already in trouble with what we have with the Donald Trump. How about you, Uncle Mo?
It reminds me of like a picture where you do the omen of the old color by numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no numbers there. And just kind of filling it in how you want to, and let's hope at the end of the day, something's gonna make sense. It's
okay.
It's I'm not amazed, but it still kind of sets me back to see the Mr. Trump, the way he has this flair and this spell, this kind of mesmerizing effect on people. The America, there's a fairly large sector of the country that is just mad as
yes.
they can get, and they feel like they don't have a voice.
And they plan on it.
It's almost like that. You know, they feel like they're losing the country. I've heard it, we're losing the country. If you're losing the country, who's getting it?
Right.
Who's winning it?
Good question. Good question.
If you're losing the country, who's winning?
Okay, Marty.
I think we need to just take a little breath, relax ourselves. These first two primaries, caucus and primary, is always the same. It is a contest of dog whistles. And we talk about the dog whistles that is race on the part of the right. Beat up the banks and Wall Street is a dog whistle on the left.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right.
And that's how they identify who's with me and who again me. And it's always that way. So let's not get too excited about these two. Where the elections have broken, particularly in 08, is when they went south. And back then, black folk were scared to death to touch Obama. He can't win, they say. He can't win. Well, he won, and he won twice.
Okay.
And so the reality doesn't begin to seep into all of this until we get further down the road, and we'll see what happens. One other point, though, I want to make before I forget. And that is this back page of Style magazine some years ago, this adjunct professor from Dartmouth, who says that those of us on the political left have always feared and fought big business. And those of us on the political right have always feared and fought big government.
Right.
Today, big business has bought big government, and they're kicking all of our tails all over the place. And people are beginning to wake up and realize that.
Exactly.
So this is going to be a real different election, I
think. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Clarence?
Well, first of all, remember who told you about Donald Trump? I was the first to tell you
on
this
show. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
So, but I won't reiterate that. But if, in fact, Bernie Sanders gets the nomination, Bernie Sanders can't win because America is not going to elect a socialist. That's just not going to happen. And it's really mind-boggling to me that the man, and of course he's in his home area this past election, but just let me repeat, America's not going to do it. So if Trump or whomever has an election against Bernie Sanders, you got a loss. That's my lowly opinion.
Okay. Well, let me ask this question. If the elections were held today, who would you all vote for? Dr. West?
Obama.
Sorry, Obama.
Write in on the ballot, right?
If the elections were held today.
Of the candidates
yes,
that are now declared.
Sides, right.
Wow.
That are still in the race.
Ooh. I'm going to officially say I abstain from that.
If they were held today, who would you all vote for? Based on what you've already heard and seen and all of that.
I can't say that
if your life depended on it, who would you vote for?
I can't say Hillary inspires me. Trump definitely doesn't inspire me. Kasich, Bush is just like Clinton. It's just like the rehash of the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask this question.
But that's
who
a problem.
Would you all want to see get the nomination on both sides?
I don't.
But see, that's a problem.
I can't.
Because
I can't
you asked us, and all of us were perplexed. That means that whoever we want to win is not going to win.
I'm not perplexed.
But I'm saying there is a hesitation, a long hesitation. So that means that no particular candidate has captured the spirit of our spirit here.
So you all can't find any candidate
I want Clarence to speak for himself because I'm not perplexed.
Well, us three.
Nor do I agree with your comment that Bernie can't win.
I agree with you. I agree with you there.
In fact, you're dealing with two extremes.
Right.
And
I agree with you, Marty.
I don't see Bernie winning.
Well, everybody said that Hillary had this and it was a shoe-in. Well, look at her now. In Iowa, it was by a hair. And then she forced declared herself winning by coming to the stage and announcing. And then last night, where she won in 2008 in New Hampshire, what happened?
Well, see, the thing is that with Hillary, she's clearly, if you look at credentials, she may well be She may well be the best qualified person on day one. However, she's been Hillary, and she's gotten a scholarship, especially from black folks, for the last 30 years.
Well, she's not getting a nail.
Well, we'll see.
As it stands thus far. And
think
about this. Bernie Sanders is a Harry Belafonte, I believe, has endorsed him. He met with Sharpton. And mm-hmm. I think Cornel West has endorsed him as well. So that's gonna shake up things.
Cornel West has been a big supporter of his for a little while
now.
Yeah,
and that's gonna shake up things.
High,
so where Hillary thinks that she has this in the bag, especially with black people, because she's going to meet with a lot of the persons that lost their sons, Tamir Rice's mother, I believe, and a couple of others. So where has she been all this time?
Take it back to 2008.
Right.
Who played the race card in 2008?
Hillary and Bill.
Bill Clinton.
Right.
Played the race card.
And it's not working.
No. But the point is, they played the race card in 2008.
And it blew up in their face.
It blew up in their face, and now they're in debt.
Right.
But
that's my point. So why can't Sanders win?
Well, now let's go back to Hillary and the community first.
Okay.
Hillary has got to do more than just show up and say, I'm Hillary. I'm Bill Clinton's wife. I know all this stuff, and I'm going to do all these things. You know,
nah. She doesn't inspire. She doesn't inspire. Here's the thing. You talked about it earlier, and you're right. America is pissed on both sides.
They're mad.
They're mad, and rightly so, because of what has happened. Now, I'm saying to you, the base on each side is angry. Those in the middle, many of them Democrats, but a lot of them independents are saying, he's right. You got to break it to fix it.
Right, exactly.
And what he's talking about is busting up the stranglehold that Wall Street has on the U.S. government and the American economy, and people are ticked about it, and I ain't so sure that they're going to let the tag socialist get in the way to break it in order to fix it.
I am with you. And I'm going to take it a step further. On the Republican side, Donald Trump is going to soon, you know, fade out. I don't think he's going to do, in my opinion, in South Carolina. Kasich, Governor Kasich, is beginning to shine a little bit. And I've been saying this, you know, for the past several weeks. He has substance. He's about the only one, when you have the Republican debate, that has substance. Now, his problem is the Tea Party people are upset with him because, one, he allowed Obamacare in his state, and, two, he supported a ban on assault weapons. So that's where they think he's a little too liberal. But you have folks on the liberal side that are looking at him, that are pushing him over, I believe. So if it came down to Kasich and Bernie Sanders, that to me,
Trump getting the nomination.
I don't think Trump.
But going back to Marty's point,
I think it's going to be Kasich and Sanders. If anything,
the issues are not being addressed.
But people are upset,
and people are listening, and also, as I
encourage, look at their record, what they're saying, but what they have done, and that's where once again Hillary's fallen short.
Let's look at the Republican side. Let's look at Trump.
Okay,
Trump says, America's going down the drain. We need to bring America back.
Dog whistle.
Dog whistle. He's holding the race card out.
Who is he
blaming for the help of those folks, the race?
Yes.
Obama.
But folks like
Obama
us are not voting for him. Let's go to the phone. Scotty on line one.
Hey, greetings, everyone.
Hey friend, how are you?
I'm not going to complain too hard, but I wanted to comment, you know, about this socialist stuff. Bernie Sanders isn't a socialist in the definition of the word.
Correct.
The true definition of the word, socialist. He believes in social democracy, much like you see over there in Europe, where you have all of these strong social services like free college, like free health care, and those things. So he's not a true socialist. He's not Fidel Castro. He ain't nothing like that. All right. But I would submit to you that America has already elected a socialist, or who they were told was a socialist. We know that when Barack Obama was running both times, that's all the Republicans kept saying. Oh, yeah. He's a socialist. Yeah. What was that guy named? Saul Alinsky or something.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and so they are, and people elected him, even though he was widely painted as a socialist. And so, you know, Bernie Sanders is not really a socialist in the true sense of that government framework. Mm-hmm. He just believes in strong social programs. And I would disagree with the assessment that the issues aren't being discussed. He is discussing the issues. He's talking about student debt.
Right.
Which ties into, you know, free state
colleges and whatnot. Dog whistle.
dog whistle. I don't know what that means.
I'm simply saying, you're right, Scotty. You're absolutely right. I'm making the point, though, that you hear the macro discussion about what people are interested in. You'll get down in the weeds later on as this campaign season goes on. But you're not going to get those details this early on from any of them. So you're
We've already gotten some of the details from Sanders.
I think so too. I agree with you, Scott. He has. He's done a far better job laying out what his plan would be than Hillary.
He has.
But I think he could do a better job. In the areas that I think he could do a better job is talking about those bills he and others have already introduced, like the bill to abolish private prisons and jails in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else. Also, he supported the removal of pot from the scheduled list of most dangerous drugs, and that's something that President Obama last week said he wouldn't do. So I disagree. I think Kasich on the other side has been discussing the issues.
Right.
The other candidates, not so much.
Right.
But
I agree with you.
I wouldn't put it past America's electorate for Donald Trump to get the nomination. Come on. I don't put nothing past these people. All right. And so, and it's not that I'm calling in to support Bernie Sanders, because I don't support political candidates. I support platforms, and I support some of the things that he talks about that are in his platform. But even if he is elected president, we still going to be having to put pressure on him to push him further on addressing our issues. But that's all I want to add.
Okay, Scott, tell everybody, listen to your show.
Tune in tonight to New Abolitionist Radio at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on blacktalkradionetwork.com for a discussion of the issues surrounding 21st century slavery and human trafficking in the United States. Thank you.
Thank you, friend. We appreciate it. Our praise break is Oh Happy Day by Ramsey Lewis, sponsored by the Metropolitan Day School, where eagles soar. Okay. Well, we can take a break right now. Well, let me say this, too. I think that Christie's going to probably fold. This is probably it for him after he put the spotlight on Mario last week on the debate as to him being a robot. And I'm waiting for Marco Rubio to fall out, as well as Ted Cruz. And what is it with Ben Carson?
Ted Cruz is going to be around for a long time.
Oh, don't say that. Please don't.
I'm ready
for him to go.
Cruz hasn't folded up anything just yet.
Well, why is Carson still in the race? Can somebody explain it to me? What's going on with him? The Jesse last week, when he didn't hear his name announced or whatever happened.
That was just an unfortunate slip up.
That's what you think?
He says, I'm not here for just because of a pretty face. Well, why the heck are you here, fool?
Yeah, really. Because once the field starts to narrow a little bit, that will give Donald Trump, unfortunately, more votes, very unfortunate.
One of the things that the commentators were talking about this morning, going back to Marty's point a short while ago about, big business now owning big government.
Big government, they do.
See, the thing is that because of Trump's victory,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are on the telephone calling Trump to get on board now. And so the question is that though he hasn't gone to the donor class, the donor class is not going to let the next president not be under their wing. It doesn't work that way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that as this thing unfolds, that the donor class is going to line up, because they've had a 30-year run with the Clintons and the Bushes,
yes.
including Obama, who is really a beneficiary of that same donor class.
Yes.
So all of a sudden, it's a new day. We'll see who comes out of it. But folks are calling Trump to get on board.
Well, let's go back to Sanders for a minute. That's one of the things he's been hitting Hillary about, is where her money is coming from.
Right.
You know, and it's working.
Right.
Well,
the thing is,
Bill Clinton, when he left office, was broke. He's a billionaire today.
Right.
Okay. Now, at doing all these initiatives and everything for the good of the people, he's now a billionaire. How'd that happen?
Well, the thing is, too, she thinks he's a benefit, but I think he is a detriment to her campaign.
Could be.
I really do.
But the point is, if Goldman Sachs called me and said, Dr. West, come speak to me, and we're going to pay you $250,000 or $350,000, I'd be there.
Okay. Gone.
Gone.
Okay, well, take the money. You can't be president.
Well, look.
Is that working?
That might be the game plan anyway.
And for that, she's going to get pilloried out there on the stump. And so you live by
that's
the sword,
working.
You die by the sword.
That's,
that's all
that's
I can
true.
Say.
Bernie's going to be the one to lead the charge.
Bernie is going to be out there talking about we got to break it to fix it.
Yeah, I think so.
starting on Wall Street. Start with Goldman Sachs.
Our praise break, Oh Happy Day by Ramsey Lewis, sponsored by the Metropolitan Day School, where eagles soar.
name is...
This is Tanya Free. If it's Monday, it's time for Let's Get Busy with your host, King Salim Kalfani, 4 to 6 p.m. here on the heart and soul of the city, WCLM 1450 AM. Kick off the week with KSK, Commonwealth Consultation, LLC, for two power-packed hours of news you can use, feature guests, cutting-edge commentary, and more. Let's Get Busy with King Salim Kalfani every Monday at 4. This is Tanya Free. 2016 is here, and the second semester is approaching. Have your child's grades been affected by behavior problems? Are you tired of calls from the principal and frequent suspensions? Get your child back on track before it's too late. Counseling and school programs in the home and community. Give Ms. Thomas a call today, 804-321-2595. The Metropolitan Day School and Counseling Services, 804-321-2595.
Put your business on the map for a lot less than you might think with Freedom Marketing. Give them a call at 844-321-1010.
Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Licensed and accredited grades K through 12. Call 804-321-2595. Financial assistance and after-school programs are available. Let's turn this school year around right now at the Metropolitan Day School, where Eagles soar. Call Ms. Thomas today, 804-321-2595.
Big John Trimble here to invite you to listen to my show, heard 6 to 9 each morning, Monday through Friday, right here on WCLM Radio. We play real country, bluegrass, 50s rock and roll, and comedy. We feature trivia contests and over-the-fence chats with our listeners and recording artists. If you'd like Dolly Parton, Conway Twitty, and Alan Jackson, or maybe Etta James, Nat King Cole, and the Platters, then you'll like the Big John Trimble Show. Now back to Tanya Free, and by the way, if you're a blues and jazz fan like me, stick around here for Tanya's jazz program coming up.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Let's go to line one. Reggie, how are you? Is he there? Reggie?
Is this for Earl?
Okay, well, let's go to Earl. Hey, Earl, how are you?
I'm doing great. I would have preferred to hear Cowboy before me, but I'm enjoying the conversation. And see, Marty is where I'm at in reference to, you know, accepting that this is the process and the system that we have, and then how do we get what we want. And Marty, no, I'm one of the ones that's one of them angry Democrats.
Yeah,
and then
right.
I'm also, I'm black.
Yeah.
And so when you, and what my issue is you ask the right questions, Sister Free, which is, right now, who would I vote for? Being involved in the politics, I would vote for right now Hillary Clinton. Why? because she's going to maintain and continue what has been established from me. Platform is what I'm about. I agree with my brother. Platform is it. But then I'm going to go to history. We keep saying our story is never being told. If we allow anyone to come in behind this president that's going to allow everything that he has done for the people, and it being a first, and him happening to be an African-American, to dismantle it, especially the affordable health care, I understand what Bernie wants to do, but you don't have to go back into it to open up the door in order to address the premiums and so on, which should be addressed in 2017. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Marty Drew, in reference to that, but I think it's something down the line to address the premiums and what they're doing with that as well. So that's where a mad Democrat who saying they're not listening to me, they won't let me at the table. Bernie is bringing that attention, not only in reference to the youth and them trying to get out of pen for their school stuff, but, you know, that's what Marty is doing. And Marty hit it again. We're going south. When we get south, that's where more people that look like me is going to know inevitably the Democratic Party, and that ticket is the best chance for us to get what we want. And when I look at the political arena, this president hasn't been getting anything done by Congress. So I'm building my who the president is going to be on that back. Whoever it is, I'm looking for executive orders to do what they got to do. And you have to look at it in that sense, in reference to who's going to make that impact. And that's how I go with it. The Republicans is totally different from the Democrats. You only got two. And the Republicans, Donald Trump is 35. That means there's 65 that's against him. When it gets down, like Marty said again, to the 2 and 3, then society, white America, black America, going to kick in and see whether or not they want them values that Donald Trump is putting out or the establishment values.
And let me add one other thing, Earl.
Thank you, Earl.
You tell me whether you agree, but look, okay. Help me out. They gave black people the right to vote before they gave women a right to vote. Their own white women. Help me out, Earl. You know that the support that she's wishing and hoping for a lot of these boys, it ain't there. So that's an unspoken that she's going to have to contend with going down the road. She's a woman, a white woman at that.
Well,
and again, Marty, you have that experience. To me, you're hitting the same point. And that's why I was saying that she can't concern herself with not getting the young women and black women, but most of the women I'm seeing being pundits are black. So you know where I'm coming from. So she's not getting that support from them because they don't have that trust. Again, I'm saying right now we're in the primaries. You see what I'm saying? So I'm looking at it when we're in the general. And I think that she has enough of the system. Now you took me back to your point, Marty. The process in which how we elect, it is, you've heard other politicians say it's rigged in reference to that. I can't see him making it through there in reference to the delegates needed. He's going to persuade people like myself and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, his vote's not going to be there. He's going to have a voice at the convention, no problem. But all in all, like my brother said, whether he win or Hillary win, will our voice even be heard at the end of the day?
You're okay. Right.
Thank you, Earl. Appreciate
You're
it.
Right.
What were you
going to
say?
Take
something,
care.
Clarence?
No, go
okay.
ahead.
Well,
I just expect white men, Democrats, to do a Doug Wilder shuffle. When he ran for governor and the polls are so high in favor of him and he won by, 13 votes or some stupid thing, right? No. They can't bring themselves to vote for white female. White female.
I don't know if that's the case. I think if you get the right female, it's just not Hillary. That's the way I see it. Because everybody's been bringing up Elizabeth Warren name a lot.
That's on the left. But the right wingers ain't voting for no Elizabeth Warren. They ain't voting for no female.
Well, there's some things.
Well, not on the left side, but if you were to. Maybe not just yet, let me put it that way.
The one that they liked on the right was Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah.
That's
what
they would vote
right.
for. But there's a reason why they would vote for Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the biggest.
Can they talk about that?
Let's go to
Real Brother. How are
I
you?
Know what it is.
Oh, I'm doing good, doing good. One of the things I wish you guys would do, and I know you're not going to do it, but I'm just going to put it out there anyway. You should go back after you do a show 1 week. You should go back next week and see how wrong you were. It would prevent you from being wrong this week and then forgetting about it.
That's what you call the tell us. Go ahead. So what were we wrong about?
Well, you were wrong about, first of all, you were wrong about Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
All right. You were wrong about Bernie Sanders last week, and you're wrong about Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders this week. Now, they won these white racist KKK states where everybody's white and everybody's racist and everybody wants somebody white to be president. But when they get to South Carolina and they get to places where black people live and they won't get killed by these racists, hung by the lynch mobs, then you're going to see people that are going to be voting based on who's going to continue Obama's policies. 96% of black people voted for Obama. You guys keep forgetting that.
That is true.
And the reason that 96% of black people voted for Obama is because he had the better argument. He wasn't a racist, and he wasn't a liar. Now, everybody else in the race right now is lying. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. I don't know what Scotty's talking about, but you don't get to change the definition of a socialist. If I'm running for president and I'm a communist, I don't get to say, oh, this kind of communism that I'm using is different. Oh, man, please. So Bernie Sanders is a white supremacist socialist who has promised a bunch of idiots that he's going to give them $1 trillion if you elect him. Now, everybody's going to think $1 trillion, wow, I could buy a lot of crack with that. So they're going to want to believe that this nut's going to actually do it. But he's lying. And when
so
they
you
find
vote
out
for Hillary.
Lying,
that's what you're saying.
They're not going to vote for Donald Trump because he's lying, too. They're going to vote for Hillary. So
well,
at the end of the day,
well, brother, let me
Hillary
ask you a question. If the elections were today, who would you vote for?
I would vote for Hillary.
Okay.
Because Hillary's going to win. So that's what I'm saying. And here's the problem. When you guys want to vote for some socialist or some radical or some nut, then what's going to happen is when that person loses, then you're going to feel like I'm not invested in the process, so therefore I can't support the person who actually won the nomination.
Okay.
I want to know from your panel.
Okay, I'm going to see how she does in South Carolina, and I want you to call back, okay, so I can tell you were wrong.
I want to know.
Right.
I want to know who made you God.
How many times have you done that, though?
I want to know who made you God that you got the right protection
everybody else is wrong. Sir, that's not the question. The question is, how many times have I called back and you said, "Hey, Theron, you were wrong. Obama didn't get elected." How many times did I call and you say I was wrong? Because I wasn't. Because I'm using common sense and you're not.
What you but are we talking
this.
About? What you?
Let
are...
me say. I want to know from the panel.
Oh,
right?
All right.
If and when you guys find out Bernie Sanders is lying, will you support Hillary?
Of course.
Okay. So I'm saying, why waste your time now?
Because you define that it's a waste. I don't.
I haven't heard from Hillary anything of substance, to be honest. She's basically talking about her resume.
$1 trillion that Donald Trump is going to give Bernie Sanders $1 trillion for Black Lives Matter. You don't think that's a waste? You really think that Donald Trump is going to give Bernie Sanders $1 trillion?
Where did that come from?
Matter?
What the hell are you talking about? What are
you
talking about?
You've lost us.
What you just said right there, what am I talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
You're supporting somebody and you don't even know what he's saying?
I know you read conspiracy theories on all
no,
day
no,
online.
No, you're reading that into me. Don't do that to me. That's unfair.
You do that all
you
day long.
Sanders. Am I wrong?
Okay, real brother, we're going to tune into your show to see what the heck you're talking about. Tell everybody when
okay,
we listen.
Okay, that's fine, but my show is already aired. But I told you, you can watch my show on YouTube, but I told you, Bernie Sanders said that he's going to give $1 trillion to poor people if he's elected. How can you support him and you don't know he said that?
I haven't heard him say that.
You just
brother.
Want to support him because he's white. And he's
no, that's not it. No, that's not
that's
it. That
stupid.
Is definitely not it. But anyway, like I said,
of
tell everybody listen
it.
To your show.
You can listen to my show Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on YouTube, Real Brother Radio Network. It's the alternative to conservative. It's the Real Brother Radio Show. You guys be good. But come on, man. Next
Thank
week,
you, friend.
Man,
we appreciate
on,
it. And we're definitely going to see who's
the
wrong
all,
next week.
The all-knowing Will Smith.
We're going to be wrong. The same people that was wrong for
next
the last
week.
8 years.
Next week, we're going to talk about how you told us the aliens came down
all
and
right,
built the pyramids.
Right.
Okay, let's go to Reggie.
And the truth of Atlantis.
Reggie, you there? Okay, we must have lost him somewhere along the way. Well, look,
he's
the thing
he's
is, like I
there.
Said, Bernie Sanders is talking substance
Reggie's
as well
there.
As Kasich. okay? And I'm going to play some, we had Antoinette as well as Miera go out and talk to some folks as to what they're interested in. We're going to play that after the break as well. Your brother, I'm like, what? I hadn't heard.
Till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the sound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the darkness has taught us. On till victory is won.
Reclaiming the drum, WMXP
95.5 FM,
Greenville's People Powered Radio. Reclaiming the drum.
Tune into Just Jazz on Saturday nights from 9 until 11 p.m. right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Join me, Ty Bailey, as I showcase the best in jazz, current releases, reissues, and selections from past great recordings. It's all right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network at tanyafree.com. Just Jazz is also streamed 24 hours a day at tybailey.com.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz has taken a slight lead in the Republican primary with a strong argument against the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Cruz makes the compelling case that the president's signature law actually hurts people on the bottom by encouraging them to get into the middle class.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
New time, 10 a.m. Eastern on YouTube. Brought to you by Urban Picks, America's first online streaming service dedicated to African-American movies and entertainment. Go to UrbanPicksNow.com. Urban Picks, Black movies, Black entertainment, Black on Demand.
You're listening to AM FM 247, music you love from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Best talk radio all day and every day.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
I'm going to go to the phones. Reggie, how are you?
Hey, Tanya, how you doing?
Doing well.
I went to your town. It's kind of interesting that right now, President Obama is giving a speech in Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, and it was kind of comical about that. Well, not comical, but sad about that, is that 2007, same Senator Obama met with Reverend Al Sharpton at Sally's, and it just happened that this morning that Bernie Sanders met with Reverend Sharpton today.
Right.
Now, what I'm looking at right now is twofold. Hillary has a problem, not only with European women, but with the young radicals out there,
mm-hmm.
and they've already documented that. But it's twofold. One, that Representative Sanders right now knows that he's going into the big states now where there's more diversity. These two races previously, well, it was nothing but European. I mean, come on, we're talking about the first two races. There was no diversity at all. It was like a Republican convention.
Right.
And I said,
yeah, both of them like 97% white, right.
I mean, how can that be any kind of thoughts about how America looks when, one, nothing was said in either campaign until they were forced to say anything about the tragedy in Michigan with the water.
That's right.
And then and only then when Hillary said something about it after the black media forced them to say something. No, Christie and Republicans have not said anything about the police brutality, have not said anything when it comes to the stressiness of jobs because of the do-nothing Republican-led Congress. And then you have, of course, the James Carville, I call him the Dixiecrat, that sit up here and run the Blue Dog Dixiecrats, or Yellow Dog, whatever the hell they call themselves. All the people ran away from President Obama. Now here comes the election, and Hillary standing there saying, where am I, the Democrat? Well, hell, when all you ran before you, everything you ran against President Obama, you said worry about, because, again, you constantly hear the Affordable Health Care Act, and I refuse to call it Obamacare. The Affordable Health Care Act was attacked. Nobody comes out, and this goes out to the Virginia Democrats, including Reverend Bobby Scott. When I look over and over again about TV constantly, I hear nobody defending President Obama's record. Now, this man has done tremendous work, but who's telling the story? Who's carrying his water? And we know Ron Emanuel, with the crap he's done in Chicago. Anybody should be run out. That bomb should run out, too, for the tragedy which is happening in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, that's why Hillary's having a lot of problems.
Yeah. I mean, who's carrying the water?
People
Everybody over and over again, you hear constantly, but Ron, what's going on wrong with the Democratic side? Why? Because they have the airways and the TV. But yeah, I mean, who's carrying the water, the president and the positive Democrat? And what's that young lady's name that's here, the Democratic Party? She's done a horrible job. don't even know the lady's name. The one that
Wasserman. Yeah, Wasserman Schultz. I know you're talking about.
Yeah. I think you make a good point, Reggie. I've been asking the same question. Where are the Democrats who stand behind Obama in an ongoing fashion, helping to defend his program? They've been few and far between.
Right, and that's why we cannot allow ourselves to just automatically give Hillary an easy pass.
Right. That's
how I feel about it. I honestly, we have to be real careful and look at the issues and who's going to represent us in our best interest. Not look at what label they're put on. You know, they're fighting about being progressive, socialist, conservative, or whatever other label you can come up with. Look at the issues and as to what the person is talking about. And go even a step further. Look at their record and see what they've actually done. Because action speaks louder than words.
Yeah, I got Reverend Bill Clinton at the NWCP in Philadelphia. Had merit to apologize for the damage she did to our community, and we supposed to stand there and give them a pass? Hell no. Give them interest on side. And in closing, only a fool knows everything. So to your previous call, damn, man, you really brilliant.
Okay, Reggie, tell everybody to listen to your show.
This is from 11:45 to 1, and we're going to have real quick signing day for my HBCUs. I already had Coach Latrell Scott, Coach Mark James, and Coach Blunt from John C. Smith, and a couple others talk about the signing days of what our black institution are doing, especially in football.
The best sports talk program in America.
I second that. There you go. Thank you, Reggie. We appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
It's like I said before the break, we said we're going to play what young people want to hear, people overall, some of the issues that are not, well, I'm going to say Bernie Sanders and Kasich are the only two that are addressing the issues that we are concerned about, not immigrations and all that other stuff from your boy Trump.
Leave Trump alone.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Mierra White, and I'm reporting from the campus of Virginia Union University. This is a presidential election year, and the candidates want your vote by any means necessary. I had the pleasure of asking two faculty and two students what are the three key issues they want the candidates to discuss.
I am Ashley Destin, a graduating senior at Virginia Union University. Three topics that I feel that the presidential election should definitely talk about is poverty. We have to figure out what we're going to do about these homeless people. I feel like they're neglected, especially in the wintertime when it's snowing. There should definitely be more shelters for them and more, you know, soup kitchens to provide meals. Also, racism is a big deal right now. It should definitely be talked about because there's plenty of topics that's going on about racism right now in the media. Beyonce's song, like, it's going viral because a bunch of people didn't like her performing that song at the Super Bowl at halftime. And I feel like it was freedom of speech, basically, and if it's because of the color of her skin, it made it more so a big deal. I feel like if it was another person of another race, they wouldn't have made it a big deal as such. Also, I feel like student loan debt is very important right now. We have to figure out what the plans are for that, because education should definitely be more affordable, and we shouldn't have to be in debt our whole life to try to get education. So the next presidential election should definitely be a president that could, you know, handle and tackle those situations so students could have a more affordable education.
I am Raven Campbell. I am the Assistant Director of Residence Life, and the three things that I would like the presidential candidates to talk about in the upcoming election are, one, more paid maternity leaves and kind of alternatives for how things are set up in terms of compensation for women who have just had children, and men as well. And two would be kind of education reform, higher education and primary education, kind of being one of the main concerns and the disparities between kind of upper level neighborhoods and their education and lower income neighborhoods and their primary education. And third would be kind of the institutionalized racism that we're kind of facing, whether that be through police brutality or it be through the higher incarceration rates, just things of that nature. I would just like them to address those things.
This is a presidential election year, and the candidates want your vote by any means necessary. What are three key issues that you want the candidates to discuss?
The economy. They have to get their prime way up. They have people have more jobs. And second, I would like health insurance. I would like that revamped, so we wouldn't have to pay so much premiums and co-payments. And don't find people that cannot afford it. And three, the safety. Because of all the terrorism going on, how safe is America going to be?
Hi, young lady. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Are you registered to vote yet?
I surely am.
What are three key issues that you want the candidates to discuss?
Economic change in the economy system. What can they do to better the economy system and financial systems and healthcare, better healthcare. Some people don't have healthcare, and I wish they had a program to help people that don't have healthcare insurance.
I want to thank Niera.
I am a student at Virginia Union University, and three topics that the candidates should go over in the presidential election are healthcare, tuition, and violence. Healthcare, I believe it should be more affordable for people who cannot afford to go to hospitals and to take care of themselves. Tuition, I believe that if we pay tuition, that books should be free. Why should we have to pay for books if we pay tuition? Violence, whether it's police brutality or violence in the community.
I am Alani Hill, and three key issues that I would like the candidates to talk about in the election are, one, tuition. I think that our economy should offer free tuition for college students. They are going to school to better themselves and be a positive influence on the community. So I do not think that they should have to pay for that, or they should have to reimburse the government. And also, the government should try to help people pay back their student loans. I think we have the money for it. Additionally, I think that they should talk about the economy. Right now, we are in a lot of debt, and I think we need to look at how we can come out of that. Lastly, I want to talk about Obamacare. I know that that has been a key issue. Some people want to get rid of it, but I feel as though it has helped millions of people, and we should keep it because everyone needs health insurance. It's very important.
Is it? Okay. I want to thank Niera as well as Antoinette for those interviews. Now, listening to them, what candidate do you think they will be voting for? Dr. West?
Oh, the students?
Yeah, they
seem to be lining up just pretty much like students in New Hampshire. You know, they're talking about free tuition. You know,
and what candidate do you think is speaking to that? Those needs right now. Come on, now. This is an easy one.
Donald Trump.
wrong.
Yeah, just to make sure you were still awake.
Yeah, right. Real Brothers gonna call you in a few minutes.
He's a Trump supporter.
But see how people are concerned about issues that none of the candidates are speaking about, other than Sanders and Kasich.
But again, going back to I think Marty's point and the timing of this thing, and how the issues are going to develop. You know, and I think they're right that the forums that Iowa and New Hampshire are not representative of the country. So let's kind of wait and see.
Okay.
Also watch the influences of big money and how that plays out quietly.
Mm.
You know, watch it. It's going to be very.
The conversation's going to change when they go down south, Doc.
All right. They're
going to have a whole different conversation when they get down south.
We'll talk about that. Well, we got to go to Black Talk commentary? Okay. Well, let's shift gears and talk about another issue that is a major concern to me, how innocent people are incarcerated. And I'm not talking about for a couple of days. I'm talking about there have been people that have been incarcerated, innocent people that have been incarcerated for like 15 years or more. And they were exonerated, and they could not, in some states, you cannot collect any damages. Now, what's scary about it is the fact that they were innocent and incarcerated. And one man was incarcerated for like 30 years, and he happened to have gotten out because the person that claimed he was the victim or the suspect was dying. and they came forth. Just imagine if that person had gone to the grave and not right. come forth for him to come out.
Yep.
You know, that's a problem, that our justice system is broken. And 2/3 of these persons are African American. That's a real issue. Even more. Okay, let's go to Clarence.
Well,
how does that make you feel? I don't know about you, but it makes me extremely nervous.
I guess I'm the only one here that's been in prison for a long time.
Oh,
because,
wow, okay.
Because
I worked. Pat you down before you came in.
Well, since I retired from the juvenile justice system and had a lot of experience with the Department of Corrections because of my work. And, you know, in terms of some of the information that you sent and that I read regarding the legislature's pulling out a bunch of money or a pool of money to make people whole if, in fact, there are some errors in their incarceration. You know, I think that is a great idea. I know certain states are doing it. You know, there's some ceilings, you know, in terms of 50,000 or whatever those particular legislatures decide. But I also want to get into just the sense of incarceration. You know, a lot of people haven't experienced that environment, whether you work or you're actually are sentenced. We have a bunch of intelligent black folks that are incarcerated. There's a bunch of common sense, and there's also that aptitude, that ready aptitude to grab on to information and hold it. So my concern is more the development of training programs and career development type programs. So when these folks, we have a lot of folks, right, they were wrongly accused, but you have a lot of inmates and juveniles that are leaving incarceration every day, you know, hundreds.
Right.
And they're leaving there unprepared. So, you know, I'm starting to focus on those, whether they were wrongly incarcerated or not, they're getting out. You know, if they were wrongly incarcerated, they're still there.
Right.
If they're rightly incarcerated, they're still there.
Right. There's nothing to help them to truly rehabilitate and back into the real world.
It's $150,000 a year to incarcerate one kid in Virginia.
Juvenile. Yes.
$150,000. And going up quick.
Yep.
So my point is, you know, to focus on that career development. I was involved in many programs with the youth industries. I was the general manager of the Commonwealth's Juvenile Justice Program, or Juvenile Enterprise Program, excuse me. And with that, we have a whole bunch of, just one piece of it, we have a whole bunch of kids that left there with barbering certifications mm-hmm. with the Department of Professional Occupational Regulation. You don't hear from those kids anymore because they are certified barbers and they're making a good living.
Right. They have a skill. That makes a difference. You're right.
So, you know, my focus, and sort of turning the subject in terms of how you, what you asked me, but we need to make sure that our kids, and majority of, about 70% of the juveniles that are in the Department of Juvenile Justice that are incarcerated, they're 70% black boys.
Right.
So that's crazy, but it's true. So these type of things need to be developed. I help develop them. We have had a good record in terms of, you know, the barbering situation and cutting hair and doing practical and theoretical training and passing the Department of Professional and Occupational Regulation, DPOR's test. And when those kids left, they were license.
But it should have been happening on the other side too. Hold your thought, because it's got to go. Black Talk commentary, our friend Scotty Reed. But it should have been happening on the other side.
Beyond.
We must make our brother see.
This morning, CNN political commentator Errol Lewis reported that presidential candidate Bernie Sanders met with professional activist Al Sharpton this morning in Harlem. In his piece on CNN, Mr. Lewis writes about something Mr. Sharpton said to him. He recently told me of being approached by Clinton allies and asked what he wanted in exchange for supporting her candidacy. What do I want? Nothing, he told me. I've been to the White House for Christmas and the Super Bowl with the first black president, had more access than any civil rights leader in history. What can Hillary or any other president do for me? This confirms that many other black people endorsing Clinton today possibly got a similar offer, and if that is the case, it makes sense as to how any black person that is concerned about police brutality, mass incarceration, and issues concerning poverty can in good conscience support a candidate that played such a big role in pushing the legislation brokered between President Bill Clinton and congressional Republicans during the 90s. The negative impact of that legislation is still being felt in the black community today. However, Mr. Sharpton does himself no favors, bragging about his access to the White House, Christmas dinners with the Obamas, and a Super Bowl trip with the first black president, who has done nothing in 7 years to address these major issues. Mr. Sharpton's comments were about him not wanting anything else from any president, but what about the black community in general? Only Mr. Sharpton can answer this question, and perhaps someone should ask him to clarify. This has been Scotty Reed with your Black Talk Radio weekly commentary. Join me for regular broadcasts on BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Stability are the principles we live by, providing you and your loved ones with quality dental, medical, and pediatric care for over a decade. That's why the Capital Area Health Network is the heart of the community. Now with extended hours at the Northside Medical Center, 2809 North Avenue, from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. We are here for you. Call 780-0840. That's 780-0840. Accepting most insurance plans.
Tanya Free and friends would like to take a moment to remember the legendary Maurice White, founder of R&B group Earth, Wind & Fire, who passed away recently. Prior to forming Earth, Wind & Fire, White was a session drummer for Chess Records and played on recordings of artists like Etta James and Ramsey Lewis, and later went on to join Ramsey's Trio. A few years later, White introduced Earth, Wind & Fire to the world. White, singer, songwriter, co-wrote hits including Shining Star, Sing a Song in September. Earth, Wind & Fire has earned 6 Grammy Awards and 4 American Music Awards and many other recognitions. In addition, White was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Maurice White, truly a shining star.
Be
time is right for you tonight. Find your place above the broad daylight. Stay as you are. And be ever wonderful. All right, stay as you are. All right, all right.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We're going to go straight to the phones. Uncle Mo, you have... I'm not going to say what you just said. Let's go to the phones. Ayo.
Hello, Tanya. How are you?
Fine. How about you?
I'm superb, as usual. Listen, you noticed last night Hillary never hit any of her demographics. Not even the women are voting for.
Right.
So she's going to have a serious problem in her campaign. Look for her to dump a lot of money in trying to get the millennial vote. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't, she's going to restructure, and hopefully she can hire and cater to it on the media side. Bernie Sanders, literally, a lot of people fail to realize he is getting people who are hungry, tired, and victimized
right.
by a system that doesn't see them anymore. So to them, socialism isn't a bad plan. And the type of socialism he's talking about is really not out of the question for Americans to receive. Let's take a look at what Donald Trump is known for. Mm. Two major things come to mind. You're fired and bankruptcy. America is on the verge of a financial collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Who better to determine bankruptcy than a businessman who's done it many, many times? So let's look at this. If we could avoid a war and he could pull off this bankruptcy, which a lot of people think that he can, I don't think he'd be good for the country, but he could save a lot of lives and a lot of dollars. I don't particularly like him, nor would I vote for him, but in reality, when I look at what's all in the pot, I don't think Hillary's going to make it without the millennial vote, and she's not getting that. I think Bernie Sanders' opportunity has went up at least 3 to 5 fold. I do think you need to stay away from Al Sharpton, though, because literally Al Sharpton comes with some negative connotations, even in the black community. If he's going to get together with blacks, he needs to have a group of them from various aspects. So I'm listening, Tanya. You take care and you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. We appreciate it, A.O. Thank you so very much. What do y'all think about what he just said? Uncle Mo?
I like it. I mean, he hit all the points, though.
I think he did, too.
He hit all the points. Sanders is getting a lot of airplay from it's almost the polar opposite of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's the polar opposite. People who they're tired, they're fed up, and they want change. And Mr. Sanders is talking about like you said, you gotta tear it all down to build it back up. If you want to fix it, you got to break it first.
You got to break it to fix it.
We got to break this thing in half first, and then some things are gonna get left to the side. But when we fix it, we can fix it back better. Potentially better than what it was, but some of y'all ain't gonna be around here once it gets fixed. And the goal is to get those out who actually created the mess that we're in.
Right.
I don't know if he knows how deep that rabbit hole goes, or if he's willing to go that deep with it, because there's gonna be a lot of mess down there, a lot of toes gonna get stepped on.
That's true.
A lot of people gonna be offended. A lot of people with a lot of money are gonna be offended by that. So we'll see how it goes.
He's gonna have to. Explain how he pulls it off with this sick Congress we got. At some point, that's where he got to go vertical. Explain how he's going to get this passed. The Congress. That said, though, right now that doesn't matter. You got pissivity being addressed on both ends of the extreme. Mm-hmm. That's the base. You secure the base first. That's what we had in Iowa and New Hampshire. The conversation is going to change dramatically once they get down south.
Well, I think once we're back on politics again, I think that if Trump gets the nomination, he will definitely shake up things in the Republican Party. And I think that's going to shake up the whole political system, because he's going to come in with a whole different ball game that no one is used to.
And they're already a wreck.
Yeah, they don't know what to do with Trump.
Both parties are in trouble, both the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, because you have Trump tearing at that white vote that got duped into thinking that the Bush plan, et cetera, was going to benefit them. The Democrats are the same donor class that put the Clintons in place, and there are a lot of people that are disaffected on that end. You know, so the two-party system may be in trouble.
Right, right. Well, let's go back to what we were talking about before the break, and that's we were talking about innocent persons that have been incarcerated for more than 15 years and later exonerated, and some states do not allow them to collect damages. And we were talking during the break. You made a very good point. Someone said that, you know, that can happen, just somebody pointing the finger, and we see that with Bill Cosby, you know, saying that they did this to me, and you all were making it from a very male standpoint.
Wait, but how could you say that? How could you say that? Just Bill Cosby was in a room and somebody pointed a finger. That's all we know.
About 50 of them.
50 of them. 50 fingers.
He's defended it all fairly well up to this point, I got to say. But, yeah, I mean,
50 of them with a bubbly cocktail in their hand.
Okay, yeah, I find that very, very humorous. But anyway, go ahead.
500 fingers.
But I mean, that can happen to anybody sitting here.
That's true.
It really can.
I don't know what Virginia says.
And being African American, even more so.
Terrifies me.
You know.
I don't know what Virginia says about compensating individuals who are coming out of the prison system who were wrongfully accused or wrongfully convicted. I don't know what the law is with that. But from a personal standpoint, you better believe I'm suing. Now, I know anyone can sue, but they may not have an obligation to meet you at the number you're asking for. But if you're going to wrongfully accuse me, I go through the judicial system. I look to be made. I look to defend myself in court. And you somehow, for some reason, you want this thing to stick, and you make it stick. And God forbid I get locked up for a number of years, and it comes out that if you'd have done your work in this situation as a prosecutor, you would have found that I was not the person that was there. My defense, I could have actually not been locked up for this crime that I had nothing to do with. And now I come out, yes, I do want to, quote unquote, be made whole. Yes, monetarily, I do feel like you absolutely owe me for what I did, or for what you did to me, and for what I had to go through.
What you're talking about here is state by state.
Mm-hmm. Issue. Yes, sir.
I believe that these offended parties clearly have a pathway to federal court to sue for civil rights violations. Mm-hmm. Specifically when, as Mo said, that the state is culpable for this miscarriage of justice, whether it's prosecutors, whether there's a crooked investigator, whether the judge is tricked up, any number of areas here.
Right.
However it happened, I think federal court civil rights violation ought to be an avenue for redress.
Something. Well, we got to take our smooth jazz break. Reason by Stanley Turrentine, sponsored by Hong Kong Tailors. Definitely need some mental health. Thank you.
This is Tanya Free. Hong Kong Tailors at 3200 West Broad has been catering to your needs for over 40 years. Custom-made suits, shirts, pants, coats, and more. Need that special outfit today? No problem. Visit their extensive selection of ready-made fashion and accessories for both men and women. The smart way to shop and a better way to dress. Mention Tanya Free and receive a 10% discount on your next purchase. That's Hong Kong Tailors, 3200 West Broad, 804-359-5441.
The New Orleans Talk Network, now on your mobile device,
on your computer,
in your ear, and interactive. It's new,
it's innovative,
and it's on your mobile device.
Android,
iPhone, iPad, and on your computer.
Take us wherever you go.
Because we're interactive. 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255.
Put your business on the map for a lot less than you might think with Freedom Marketing. Text the word ADVERTISE to 63975 or give them a call at 844-321-1010. That's Freedom Marketing, 844-321-1010.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Here's why. Dish has the nation's lowest TV price, along with an award-winning DVR that can skip commercials, record 8 shows at once, and get access to thousands of movies at your fingertips. Cable simply can't even compare. So the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD DVR upgrade, free installation, and free movie channels. Say goodbye to cable and get more with Dish TV. 800-818-3967. 800-818-3967. As an added bonus, you can switch to Dish now and receive a $50 Visa gift card. So call now and get Dish TV. Call 800-818-3967. 800-818-3967. That's 800-818-3967. Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, and other restrictions apply. Promotion can change at any time.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Today's music has been a tribute to a legend, Maurice White, the founder and leader of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I have to say, that is my favorite group, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The music, I mean, is lives on forever.
Absolutely.
Just forever, you know. I mean, you could put some of that on and just
classic. Classic.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hit so, after hit after hit. Classic.
Yes, very much so. And Maurice White,
still going.
Truly, truly is a shining star.
Yes,
definitely.
He is.
So we would definitely miss him. Before time runs out, let's talk about the draft. They're talking about making a requirement that women will have to register for the draft. What do you all think about that?
I'm confused about that, because when you start having women register for the draft and have this truly wartime gender equality, then what's going to happen to these high schools that are gender-based? In Richmond, you have Benedictine, which is you can only be a male to go to Benedictine. You can only be a female to go to St. Gertrude's. So there's some mixed messages that I see, particularly, again, from the military perspective, in regards to military schools that are male. You know, the fork unions that I'm just talking about in the Virginia area, and that's all over the country. So that's fine, but at some point, there's got to be some consistency. That's my opinion.
I think we agreed for a change. What was the term? Gender based? Was that the term you used?
Yes. But yeah. Gender equality. Gender based equality.
To say that women should be drafted, I think is a head fake by those legislators who are opposed to women being equal in the military.
And they've already allowed that now. They've already.
Well, that's my point. Okay. To go beyond that,
okay,
because they don't stop pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And so women in combat is a big issue. It's mm-hmm. it's not a settled issue yet.
Right.
And so part of the pushback is to say, well, maybe we need to draft women. I think it's a head fake.
Okay.
It ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, all right. We do agree.
Uncle Mo?
I think the topic can actually shut a lot of people up.
That's my point.
It's going to shut you up like, yo, well, you know what? Maybe we should be able to draft women. Wait a minute now. If I want to go to the military, that's okay.
Yeah.
But you want to draft me now? Let me go ahead and take a seat.
I got a baby coming.
I'm completely opposed to it.
Right.
I'm completely opposed to it. I'm completely opposed to women in wartime. I am completely opposed to it.
Sure.
It's got no place in there. I that's just my point on it. I'm willing to debate anybody to the gills with it. I'm not budging. No.
I'm with you because I don't want to be drafted.
I don't want to be drafted.
I don't.
But you want equality on every other basis, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. You got my attention on that one.
Sorry.
Let me say this then. I don't think men ought to be drafted either. I personally don't want anyone to have to serve in the military if you don't want to. Just imagine, had they drafted you, you don't want to be drafted if you were at the age that you could be.
Back in the time, everybody had the lottery.
Yeah.
Yep.
We were drafted.
My number was 109. I got lucky because that year they only went up to 100.
Wow.
Okay.
I got drafted out of school.
I was 149. But the point he's making that, you know, well, ever since World War I, there's been a draft or there could be a draft.
How do you all feel about that?
About I don't drafted. Mind.
In terms
you don't
of,
mind? If I got called,
I'm going.
Yeah, I don't mind.
But see, the world today, with all these sophisticated weapons, you don't need a mass army. So I think it is a head fake.
But you don't have a problem being drafted.
But Tanya, I don't think anybody minded in our era about being drafted because it was automatic. You know, our fathers were drafted or they played. They were involved in the military. You know, they took advantage of the GI Bill. A lot of my family did, my uncles and what have you. So that didn't bother us, I don't think. It didn't bother me when they said, hey, you got to be part of the draft. And like the good doctor was saying, everybody had a number. When you got one and two, and I was in school, and I looked for the guys that were one and two a week later, and they were gone. They were gone.
Mm-mm.
So, mm-mm. But my point, Marty makes a good point about women being drafted, and they become pregnant. Now, what are you going to do with that?
Okay, and if your wife is pregnant, do you want to go to military? Do you want to have to go to war?
If I have to go to war based on the situation now, it's got to be a war for me that I'm going to want to go to.
Well, you don't have that option if you're drafted.
Well, it depends on the situation.
Okay, you can't have it both ways. Let's go to Miera. Miera, you got comments?
There is an option.
Okay.
You can leave the country.
And that way you can't see your child if they can't go with you. Okay. Go ahead, Miera.
Long-time listener said, makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. Man-child said, I think it's a setup. I don't believe in a draft anyway for anyone.
There you go. I'm with him on that one.
The all-volunteer service is working.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay.
OC said,
We can't handle gays in the military. Now you want women who don't want to be there? Shaking my head.
Ooh. Okay.
Damon said, yes, if the goal is equality, then women must step up to the plate to defend this country as well.
Okay, like I said, I think it should be such that men or women shouldn't be drafted. Okay, then we got equality on that. Equality.
But that's not real.
That's equality.
But that's not real.
But and not to get into the historical piece, the military was the biggest driver of a number of major phenomena that happened mm-hmm. in this country. You know, it was integration
civil
happened.
Rights,
in this, mm-hmm. Civil rights happened in this country because of the military.
Mm-hmm.
They realized you can't have you can't have a segregated army.
Right, gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the military.
Or at least not the appearance of one.
Now,
one
of the benefits that at times you've talked about on the show is that the men who, mostly men who went through the military, came out with benefits, skill sets, disciplines. There was a different community. There was a whole lot of things that had a historical context.
Okay.
The military was more positive for black folks than negative, because there's a lot of bad brothers that go in the military, but no bad brothers come out.
I wonder why. Let's go to phone right quick. Mystery Man, how are you?
How are you doing, Miss Tanya Free?
Doing good.
All right. I hear you talking about the military. What I have to say about that is that my grandmother, my father, and my uncle both fought in World War II. Both of them was drafted. My grandmother had two sons, one fighting under Patton, one fighting under MacArthur. All right? My father was murdered. My mother was, I think she had my older sister, she was pregnant with my second sister. My dad went over there, came back, and him and my uncle both, thanks be to the Creator, they came back. Now, you say you don't think they should be drafted. I just did miss the Vietnam War. I heard a brother say he was number 109. The only reason probably I did miss it, I was the only boy in my family. And at the time, President Nixon had got in office, and he was, trying to get the war over with. Now, for us to draft nowadays, the way we've had the young men, like the brother said, they came back, you had stability, you had your GI Bill, and most of those troops, they came back here and they live a very exemplary life. But a lot of this stuff now that we have on the street, if a lot of them knew that they had the draft over their head, I don't think we'll be seeing a few. Just like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, if you want to kill somebody, you go out and killing your own people. Put them in the wall, or either take the ones that are in jail and put them in the army and put them on the front line.
Okay. All right.
It's a twofold thing. See, a lot of people, sure, you don't like it, but I mean, hey, they know that they don't have their draft over their head now. If they did have their draft over their head, a lot of them would think seriously about the consequences of the way they are acting out here on the street. It's a war on the street, so I don't see no different than taking some of these ones that think they are so bad. They'll be crying, wanting their mama, wanting their baba, and everything else. You put them in a wall.
Okay, that's a good point. Mr. Man, tell everybody to listen to your show.
Oh, they can listen every Monday from 6 to 11 p.m. and every Saturday from 1 to 4 right here in the Heart and Soul, that we listen to the Tanya Free and Friends program. Thank you so much.
Thank you, friend. We appreciate it.
You made a point.
It would change the, I think, the dynamics of things and people getting education. Hey,
but we were talking about women being in the draft, and
that's true.
It's just insane. You can have all different stripes of men and call them equal, but men and women are apples and oranges anatomically. And so you can't treat this thing with raw equality. It's insane. It ain't going to work, and it ain't going to happen.
No, the way the world is going now, anything is possible.
Preach,
so,
preach.
Anything is possible. You're looking at Donald Trump and his craziness. Anything is possible. Before we run out of time, let's talk about the Super Bowl. And I'm going to talk about our friend Cam. Cam. Poor Cam.
Well, my thing with Cam only is, when you go to a post-game interview, have a shirt and tie on. That's my only problem. Give an image that you're a businessman. I don't care how you respond when you lose. I don't care.
I can't go with you on that. Well, that makes a difference in his response because they're going to look at him differently.
But, no, I'm saying as a black man, and you if you have that type of celebrity status, look like a business. Watch other people go to those interviews. They come in ties. I'm not saying that
Tom Brady does it in a hoodie and a Scully on his head.
No, I'm saying as a black man, I don't care about no Tom Brady.
I don't want to separate the two. I mean, they're both high end.
Right. It shouldn't make a difference. It shouldn't make a difference, but unfortunately it does.
I want your image to show as a businessman for all those kids out there that are looking at you. That you know, I don't care how you respond to our children.
Be the role model in your own daggone house. Don't look at the television and say, you know what, son, you need to be like him.
Well, that's what we do. That's what I did when I was a kid.
But what he's saying is very true.
But that's not gonna happen.
I agree,
Dr. West.
Now the thing is that Cam Newton had a heck of a year,
incredible year.
The thing is. That I agree that when you talk, he's a businessman.
Thank you.
You know, and what he's doing is the money he's going to make in football is a whole lot less than what he could make selling toothpaste.
Absolutely.
Whatever. The thing is that at 25 years old, he should have had his agent, his handler.
Thank you.
I'm not going to step on the man because he didn't have a town that day.
His image makes a big deal for long-term reasons as well. Being able to be picked up for endorsements and that sort of thing. He doesn't want to be looked at as an angry black man. Even though he is a professional, he had a wonderful year. That makes a difference.
But see, the thing is that
Tom Brady can do it and still get away and still be a celebrity.
But see, the way the deal works is that Cam Newton, if he showed up and said, listen, we had a great year. We lost the last game. You know, understand, I'm not in a happy mood, so I'm not going to talk to you. You know, and y'all have a great day. Congratulate the winning team and get the hell out of it.
But see, I'm not commenting on how he said
was very true. He said they played a bad game and all of that. He said all the right things, but how he looked does make a difference, I think. And what people don't realize, the media was saying that he walked out. The reason he walked out is because they were doing an interview with Peyton Manning on the other side.
But Tanya,
and he could hear things. He could hear things that were insulting.
For me,
he got the heck out of Dodge before he really blew up.
Yeah, but for me, I don't care how you respond when you lose, because I haven't been there, and we haven't. We're going to respond just as crazy possibly. When you lose, you lose. I don't care how you respond because I haven't been there, and I hate to lose.
What difference is going
to
make?
And I've been involved.
Well, it makes a difference if you're going to be in the soup, but then you're going to act crazy.
But I've been involved. But I don't care how you lose. All I'm dealing with is the image. That's purely me.
But I'm saying you can have a good image, but then you look crazy. Let's go to the phones. Gary, how are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, good show.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. What color do the Broncos wear?
What color is what?
The Broncos wear that game.
Orange, I think.
No, it was white jerseys.
Oh, white jerseys, okay.
What color do the Panthers wear that game? Black.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's a setup. It's a brilliant setup. Okay? 3 years ago, Mr. Manning walked on the field.
Sure
did. You're
right.
Did not shake hands.
He sure did.
Did not have a press conference.
Didn't say a word.
You're right. He did. I remember that. You're right. He's cried and all of that. You're right.
The media didn't say boo. Didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, 3 years, 4 years later. Cam Newton congratulates Manning on a victory, but nobody says anything. And then Cam goes to the press conference. He is thoroughly pissed because the way the game ended.
Right.
As being a human being.
Right.
Okay.
I agree with you.
You're right. Thank you, Gary. We got to take a break.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good point.
Coffee Black, coming through to bring you the latest in sports, celebrity, and entertainment news. Here's the sip this week. So let me start off saying, Beyonce, girl, you slayed that. Formation was all of that. And I love Bruno Mars. Coldplay was cool, but the star power belonged to Bruno and Queen B. And she announced that she's going on tour. So you know it's tax time. Let me go look at my budget. Oh, and rumor has it she's dropping an album this week. I guess I won't be sleeping. And congrats to the Denver Broncos on winning the Super Bowl. Twitter's going hard on Cam right now, but I'm sure they'll be back. The question remains whether Peyton Manning will retire this year. We've already gotten news that Marshawn Lynch has announced his retirement. And yes, it took a Super Bowl and Beyonce for us to forget about Kim, Kanye, Amber Rose, and Blac Chyna. I'm sure they'll be back next week with a new stunt. I'm just saying, check out more on my site, thesipofcoffeeblack.com, and tune in next week on musicexchangeradio.com for The Sip with Coffee Black. No sugar, no cream.
WCLM, 1450 AM, Highland Springs, Richmond. The soul of the city is WCLM, 1450 AM.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-605-4650. 800-605-4650. 800-605-4650. Again, 800-605-4650.
Yeah, yeah. You will come to shout on God.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
I want to thank our friend Clarence McGill for being with us today. He had to leave early, and I'm going to plug his book signing next week, which we all are proud of. It's Leveling the Playing Field, The Story of the Syracuse Eight. It is next week, next Wednesday, the 17th, at 5 o'clock at the Richmond Public Library. So if you can, put that in your schedule and support him.
The main Richmond Public Library.
Okay, so that we all plan to be there. We go back to the phones for our friend Real Brother. Hello? Is he there?
You're talking to me?
Oh, is it Scotty?
Oh, please don't confuse me.
I apologize for that, Scotty. Somebody on the other side of the camera got that wrong. Scotty, go ahead. Okay. I apologize.
That's okay. Listen, Tanya, you know I live just outside of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've been following Cam Newton since he won that championship at Auburn. All right. I know the facts, and a lot of things that I heard stated on your program by some of the panelists are absolutely false, but I don't expect them to have the correct information because national media, since this young man was drafted number one by the Carolina Panthers, they have just really, really been trying to tear him down and portray him to be this thug and whatnot. People, let me address some of the facts.
Okay.
It was stated on here about his image. Okay, you on the football field, you got a skull cap on. How's there an issue with that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe he doesn't want the helmet, you know, foam and stuff sticking to his head or whatever. But I can't believe somebody made an issue of that. But he doesn't, listen, when Jerry Richardson drafted him, that's one of the things he told Cam, that I want you to keep a clean image. Don't get no tattoos and keep your hair cut short. Peyton Manning is the only NFL quarterback that makes more money in endorsements, okay, than Cam Newton. So he's had that clean image. He is loved here in the Carolinas, all right? He does a lot for these children. He just turned 26 years old, so there he's still got some growing to do, mm-hmm. some mature. The brain don't fully develop till you're 26, even though he got his sociology degree, he still has some emotional growing to do. He ain't never lost, and this is why they hate him. He ain't never lost at any level, and he has rewritten these quarterback record books in college and now in the NFL. Just Google him. Go to his Wikipedia page,
okay.
And you will see he has a bunch of records, first time ever in the NFL. First time ever in the NFL. Just record after record. That's where some of that hate coming from. Okay, and a lot of it is racism. Did y'all know that Cam Newton, after those, the Emmanuel Nine were assassinated by Dylan Roof, that Cam Newton went down there?
No, you're right. You're right. The media will not let us know about the positive things that he's been doing.
Right. Because of him, I think, you know, that's why Confederate flags ain't allowed inside of the Bank of America Stadium.
Good All right. Good
so he, this young man is a great young man. Don't believe all that hate and stuff about him. Does he have some maturing to do as a young person? Yes, he does. And he'll get there. But he never lost. And he said, I'm a bad loser. You know, and right. He ain't seen nothing like him. He might be the greatest football player since Jim Brown.
Slow down on that.
All.
Slow down.
Jim Brown with an arm.
I was with you all the way up to that. And I can tell right now you're a huge Cam Newton fan. I'm a Florida Gators. I'm a huge Florida Gators fan.
I'm a journalist. As a reporter, just go to his Wikipedia page.
Wikipedia can be updated by anybody. I took the NFL on that one first. But I like Cam Newton. I'm a Florida Gators fan, so he was a backup to Tim Tebow. So
you know he had that little mistake down there.
Yeah, it happened. It happened. But I hate the assassination attempts at somebody's character like him because he didn't want to put on a tie or a you know what, he just came out the locker room. I understand the man, you know what, he hasn't really lost like that.
He just came out the locker room.
He's gonna be upset. I'm a sore loser. I can't lose a game of checkers to my 9-year-old son. So I understand that mess. So, you know, but Hey, the man just lost the biggest game of his life, the one he's been dreaming about all his life.
But he'll be back.
I think that one of the reasons they tear down his character is because he's a confident black man. He's confident.
Yeah.
Plus, there's nothing wrong with that.
I got a problem with him wearing capris and loafers at interviews. You know, he looks real suspect.
Some of them capris.
He looks real suspect to me. Y'all got yourself a real suspect quarterback down there.
Why are you assassinating his character? Good. Stop.
I didn't Photoshop those capris on him.
He went in on the character. He went in on the.
No, I didn't Photoshop.
What some of them players be wearing?
Yeah. Look here. I didn't Photoshop those capris on him in those pictures. He was wearing them on his own. And he need to cut that mess out for real.
He can wear anything.
And Tim Tebow is wearing that.
He's not in the league.
Oh, case closed. Next subject.
I know. Cam Newton wasn't the greatest college football player. I know that much.
Your witness, counselor.
Thank you so very much, Scotty. We appreciate that. We're going to go to Sunshine. Go to Sunshine.
So remember, one of Cam Newton's college championship came out of, if he got it, it came from Florida, where he was a backup behind Tebow,
who
won that Heisman as well. So I'm just
saying. You know, I hope we get a chance to see Cam play against Tom Brady. I think that would be an excellent game.
Tom Brady can kick rocks. There it is.
Well, I just think it'd be an excellent game. Y'all don't think so? Well, y'all got real quiet on me on that. What do y'all think?
Well, you'll see a whole lot of Cam Newton in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to. What I'm saying is I want him to beat Tom Brady now.
Tom Brady's an excellent
quarterback, too. I have to say that, even though I don't like him, but I think he's an excellent quarterback, and I want to see him get beat back.
As far as the future of football is concerned, I think Cam Newton's going to keep a lot of great players from getting championship rings. I really do. And that's just how – that's the mark of greatness, in my opinion. How many rings that people could have had didn't get them because you were there? You're one of the greats, Dan. I think Cam's gonna be that person.
I do too. I hope he is, and I hope that his team will do a little better support, protecting him. He got
run over.
Yeah, he got squashed a little too much.
Awesome defense.
He just got run over.
Yeah, they did. We got Sunshine.
They couldn't stop it for 60 minutes. That's all it was.
Okay. Well, we lost the call.
No, I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead, Sunshine. How are you?
I'm good. I was listening to the whole Thursday. Overall, it was a good show, but I wanted to get to the, you would say, who would I vote for now?
Uh-huh.
And I was saying, I would have voted for Trump so far because that's how best way I see it. But
okay.
I'm not surprised Trump and Sanders won in their category because them the best about each party.
Okay. I don't know if I agree with you on that one, the Republican side, but okay.
That's all they got going for them, Chad.
Okay. Well, we'll see how things work out in South Carolina. Thank you, Sunshine. We appreciate it.
I'm
going to offer a prediction.
Okay. Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Once Kasich starts rising, folks going to start putting a microphone in front of Ohioans' face. And get them to tell a real story about what they think about Kasich.
I just think because
he's been a fool.
I just think it's just a bluff, and really we're gonna end up with Jeb Bush. That's what I really think. Yeah, that's the real deal. As always, I thank God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for allowing us the opportunity to speak and hopefully heard. Thanks to our listening friends. Blessings to each and every one of you, and of course, thanks to Marty, Clarence, Uncle Mo, Dr. West, Antoinette, Miera, Jeremiah, Coffee Black, Roosevelt, Marcus, and Mr. Free. I'm Tanya Free. Until next time, be free. Remember to live life with a purpose.